Good evening, Rabbi Mayevsky. We're introduced to Sodom here, the Anshei Sodom Roim V'Chatoim L'Hashem Yod. But what I'd like to begin first is fleshing out a character who had, on some level, not so much an influence on Sodom, but basically God wanted us to understand the character of Avraham, the character of Lot, and, of course, the people of Sodom. We also have to think in terms of a few other things that are involved here. We are told, V'anshei Sodom roim v'chatoim l'Hashem miyod, Amora is only mentioned later, and Admor Tzvoyim are only mentioned in Parshas Nitzavim, and we don't hear anything about them at this point in time. We only know that when Lot in next week's parasha runs away, he ends up in Soar. But that's another story. But the point is, we have a saying in Pirkei Avos, Harchek Mishachin Ra. Why isn't Admor Tzvoyim mentioned in this particular time, or even in next week's parasha? Because they weren't the instigators, they weren't the main people who started this form of justice that Sodom had to be destroyed for. And Avraham's role in this is being fleshed out, that Avraham, God wants us to understand Avraham in certain things. So what I want to do is, we see in this parasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham, Hisalech lefonai ve'yesamim. The word Hisalech is a very interesting word, because we see it in the beginning of last week's parasha. We see it in Bereshit as well. But Elah told us, Noach, Noach, Shisadik, Tamim, Hayo, Bedor, Osov, Esu, Elohim, Hisalech, Noach. Noach went in the ways of God. What does that mean, in the ways of God? And it mentions it twice, but why is the point, what does it mean to go? That Avraham, it says that God said to Avraham, he should go in that way. It doesn't tell us that he actually went. And where I'm going with this is very simple. In next week's parasha, when God is negotiating, or Avraham is trying to negotiate for the safety of Sodom, believe it or not, even after in this week's Sedra, God is laying it out there and saying, V'anshei Sodom roim v'chatoim l'Hashem miyod. I want you to understand, God says, that I'm setting up giving you the background here before we move on to next week's parasha. They are a wicked people. Avraham chooses to try to save them, and always is trying to be not so to speak the softy. He's trying to avoid the great loss of life. But the reality is, the message is from God that sometimes drastic measures have to be taken. Of course, as we know, that Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, being kind to cruel people is being cruel to kind people. But regardless of that, when we criticize Noah, there's a machlokus about how big of a tzaddik was Noah. The reality is, if we take a look at it, God tells Noah to build a teva because ki nichamti ki asisim, the kimola aretz chamos b'tnehem, the world is full of crime and corruption and terrible gzeilas and all the other crime. It's down to the depths of depravity. What should we do about it? And he tells Noah, I'm going to destroy the world unless you can. We're going to take a long time to build a teva, and if you're able to convince the people, have any effect on them. We criticize Noah for not having the ability to change anything at all. And the reality is, that's not the point. Noah understands one thing. When it says, Esu Elokim Hishalech Noah, it's trying to pass along the thought process that Noah understands that God knows best. The old show, Father Knows Best. Here is Noah understands that God knows the future, and God understands the terribleness of how badly the Sodom are, and that there is only one way to deal with them. They have to be wiped off the face of the earth. And so when God tells Noah that the people of the world have to go and I have to press the reset button, that's what it has to be. And Noah accepts it because he understands that God knows the future. Avraham, on the other hand, is always looking for a brighter future, always looking to see if something can be changed. So we see something very interesting at the beginning when we're talking about the growth of Avraham. It says, Vayomer Hashem el Avraham, lech lecha me'aretzecha me'moladetecha me'beis avicha. What is such a great test of leaving your homeland? Of course, we try to make the most of it by saying, of course, it's very difficult. But the test wasn't so much that. But in those days, think about it. Where was Sodom? It was in Eretz Yisrael. And the reality is that when Avraham is trying to get a wife for Yitzchak, Lo sikachi shom no saknani, he tells him not to go near any women from Canaan. And of course, we tell us right away, Arur Canaan, Eved Avadim, Yeli Achov, and that's what it's trying to say, that the people are cursed. But the point is, you know, when we try to think in terms of making Aliyah today, we think of moving to a better place. That's what it is. It's a place with Jews, and it's easier to keep a, you know, to be from, and it's all very nice. But in the time when God said to Avraham, Lech lecha me'aretzecha me'moladetecha me'beis avicha, Haran was a much better place to live, with better class of people, with a kinder, gentler class of people, not murderers like in Sodom, like the people of Canaan, who were always that type of person. And that is the test, that the people who were living in the country at that time were much worse. And Avraham had to think that this is a very strange request. The people of Haran may be evil to some degree or on some level, but the fact is they're not even in the class of evil of the people of Canaan. And certainly when he gets to Canaan, he sees that. And there's immediately a famine, and all the things that happened at that time, his experience with Paro and later on with Elimelech and all the things that he has to go through. The place of Eretz Yisrael in those days was a much worse place. And that is the test. Why am I having to live here? And therefore, if he's going to remain there, Avraham is going to have to think, that is his job. Maybe God has sent him there to make the world a better place, to make at least the land of Canaan, which will be belonging to Bnei Yisrael. Perhaps if he can change them, he could make it a better place for himself to live as well, and for his people, for his children, for his grandchildren. And that's what he's most concerned about. And when we see that at the beginning of the parsha, there's one very interesting choice of words again. As we know, God does not say anything extra. There's not an extra letter. There's not an extra dot anywhere in the Torah. When it says that when Abraham reaches the land of Canaan, it says he went to a certain place and Vayivesham Mizbeach. And then he travels to another place, and it says, Vayiven Shom Mizbeach. There is a difference between those two times when it mentions Vayiven Shom Mizbeach. The first time, that's what it says, Vayiven Shom Mizbeach Hashem. He was thanking God personally. The second time, after he begins to understand the land of Canaan, and he moves on and sees what's going on in the world, in his land, Vayiven Shom Mizbeach, there's another few words before the pasuk ends, and it says, Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. This is the growth of Avraham at this point in time. He not only thanked God and built the Mizbeach to God, but now he reached the point where he wants to share God with the rest of the world. Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. And he was able to go around, and he started to try to influence the other people. When he left Haran, he took the Atanefesh Asher Asu B'Haran. But now he reached the point, instead of hiding himself as Noah perhaps did, and not trying to preach the word of God, Avraham now felt comfortable enough to go around and spread the word, and by Yikra B'Shem Hashem. This is the growth of Avraham, trying to make land of Canaan a better place, if this is what God tells him in the Bris Bein Hatzarim. But this is what we're dealing with today. We go through a land of Eretz Canaan, and that is where Sodom was. What kind of people are these people? God is telling us now, before we get to next week's parasha, we find that Avraham is trying to bargain for the safety of the people, for the not to destroy an entire city. But God is telling us, V'anshei Sodom, ra'im v'chato'im, there is no hope for them. I promised the world that I promised Noah and his children that I wouldn't wipe out the human race anymore with a flood or however else. But I didn't tell you that I wouldn't wipe out certain people. Just like there are animals who are extinct today that were alive thousands of years ago, there are people who are extinct now, so many civilizations that have been lost over time. God has his plans. We see what's going on in the world today. And we see, not to use the expression bleeding heart liberals, but I know very simply that I would have more sympathy for Palestinians if on some level I would see them wringing their hands and speaking out against their atrocities the way Israelis speak out about when they feel that their government has done something wrong. You never see anything in the press about them. In America or in any other country, basically, if I'm the getaway driver on a bank job, even though I didn't go into the bank and pull a gun, I'll be prosecuted the same. Just because I'm only the wheel man doesn't mean I'm aiding and abetting a crime. Or even if I harbor a criminal after the commission of a crime, I'm just as guilty as that person. And that's the problem. So not only did the people of Sodom have to go, but the people of Amorah, the people Agma, Unsvoyim, because they eventually took the lead from Sodom. It started with them, but they were able to influence so many people around them. And V'hu yiyeh pera adam yodo b'kol v'yad kol bo, we see that that is their legacy. Our legacy is even trying to save Sodom at any cost. We appreciate life. That's God's legacy to us. May the world come around and see that that is what God wants from the world, and see that we are actually the light unto the nations. May that day come when everybody else sees that light. Thank you, and have a good evening.